I just love seeing some of your reactions as you're reading the text, to see the power of God, how He converted water into wine. And to see some of your expression, to see, wow, to see the power of Jesus Christ before us.
我观察大家念神的话语的时候，看到你们当中有些人的回应，觉得哇，这个神的能力把水变酒呢，那种的反应。
Well, before we start, I wanted to share what is my favorite psalm in the Bible. It's Psalm 28, verse 7, and it says this.
那在没有开始讲之前，我要跟大家分享我最喜爱的一章经节，就是在诗篇28篇的
7?
第七节。
Perfect number, 7.
第七节。
It says that the Lord strengthens and protects me.
他说，我的主呢，他刚强你，保护你。
And I trust in Him with my whole heart.
所以我这真心的完全相信这一点。
I am rescued and I am filled with joy.
我神会祝福我们，并且呢，充满与他的喜乐充满我们。
And because of that, I will sing with gratitude.
因为这样的缘故，我们要以欢乐心向神歌颂赞美他。
For me, one of the things that fascinates me is the characteristic of King David, that unstoppable joy, that although he was going through suffering, through oppression, through conflict, he still had a sense of joy that kept him through it.
诗人大卫王，他竟然他的生命里面经过很多的困难跟很多的不同问题，但是他的特点呢，就是他生命里面充满了喜乐。
And not only King David, but we also see the apostles of Jesus Christ, as they're going through city to city to proclaim the gospel, how they had this joy that kept them going.
不单是大卫王，并且耶稣基督的门徒，当他们的不同城市传福音的时候，虽然不同的抵挡的势力临到，但是他们还是存着了喜乐心，一个城市一个城市去传福音。
So I want to share a story from Acts chapter 16, verses 16-31. We're not going to read it. I'm going to share it to you just to see a picture of this type of unstoppable joy.
在使徒行传呢十六节那里记载了一个事件呢，就是讲到使徒们他们传福音所碰到的，我们不会去念，但你可以做一个典型的例子来让我们看到他们那种不能够停止的那种的喜乐。
So Paul and Silas and Luke are off to go to the place of prayer.
那么那个地方讲到呢，保罗、希拉跟路加他们在那里祷告。
And they met a slave girl who had this spirit of fortune telling, a spirit of divination.
那有一个的做奴婢的使女，她当时她有种灵呢，让她能够好像替人家看相。
And the owners of this slave girl made a fortune out of her gift of fortune telling.
因着她呢，人家替人家看相呢，这个使女的主呢就赚了很多钱了。
And we see that as the apostles, as they're in their way to the prayer of the place of prayer, this girl is following after them and just screaming out in a loud voice, "These men are the servants of the Most High God. They proclaim to you the way of salvation."
当了保罗、希拉跟路加去祷告的地方的时候，这个使女就跟在了后面，大声说：“哎，这些人呢是至高神的仆人，他们向你们宣讲那个得救的道理。”
Now I would love for that to take place as I walk around the streets of Flushing.
当然，如果我在那个法拉盛，有人要这样宣告，我会高兴的。
But after several days of this, the Apostle Paul got greatly annoyed.
那假如是每一天都这样了，跟着你来这样宣。吵闹的时候，那使徒保罗过了几天就觉得很烦恼。
So he stops his tracks, he looks at the young girl, and he tells to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her."
他就回头了，叫停下来，就向着这个侍女说呢，靠着主耶稣基督吩咐，你这个灵从他身上出来。
And the spirit came out.
那这个附在他身上的灵就出来了。
And as the spirit came out, the dollar signs were leaving her as well.
当然，当他呢这个邪灵出来的时候呢，那的赚钱能力也就跑掉了。
The owners were completely mad and furious to see that their hopes again just vanished before their eyes.
那这个主人呢，当然很生气，因为他能够赚钱的 机会就化为化了没有了。
So what they wanted to do is that they seized Paul and Silas and Luke and put them before the magistrates, the ruler of the magistrates.
因此他就请人把他保罗希拉跟路加的抓去见了官府。
And they said, these men are Jews and they're disturbing our city. They're giving us customs that us Romans are not bound to obey.
那我们就控告他们，这些人是犹太人，他们呢在我们的城市里面来骚扰我们呢，要把他们一些的外人的风俗引到我们的罗马人不应该守的那个的风俗的里面。
And the rulers, they commanded the people to actually get clubs, to get rods and start beating on the apostles.
那个做官呢就吩咐把他们三个人打了一顿。
Now who wants to go to an evangelism trip here in the streets of Flushing and do that?
那如果你在法拉盛做传福音，会有谁这样做呢？
After clobbering them, the jail the rulers commanded the jailers to take Paul, Silas, and Luke and to place them into jail.
那把他打了一顿之后，就吩咐呢狱卒了，把他放在监牢里面。
And the thing that is so fascinating about this story is to see that you think that Paul and Silas and Luke will be completely frustrated and mad, but no, they were praying to God. They were singing hymns to Him.
那常人来讲呢，你会觉得那保罗、希拉、路加他们一定会觉得非常的困扰，并且或者非常的不高兴。但是他们却不是这样，他们竟然呢在那里祷告，并且唱诗歌颂。
Most likely they were singing this very hymn that we just read, that the Lord strengthened me and He protects me. I trust in Him with my whole heart and my heart is full of joy.
可能他们就可能唱了诗歌，可能就是诗篇刚才我们念的那个第二十八篇的第七节呢，就说呢我们的主他呢赐给我们一切的恩典，我从心里面来歌颂赞美他。
But this is where we see the miraculous happen. Suddenly, a great earthquake shook the foundations of the jail.
当他们这样做的时候，我们就看到了神迹发生了，发现有大地震动呢，把这个监牢都摇动了。
And as Paul and Silas were singing and praying to God, the prisoners were also listening to them.
当他保罗、希拉他们在唱诗歌颂神的时候，那其他的坐牢的人都听见。
Now this great earthquake shook the foundations and opened up the doors. It fastened all of those chains were released. And we see that the jailer wakes up from his slumber and sees that the doors are open and he draws out his knife ready to strike himself because he thinks that everybody has escaped.
那么当他们唱诗后呢，整个地的震动，那监牢的门呢打开了，那么锁链都掉下来了。那个沉睡的狱卒呢，他们醒过来，以为呢，他就拿剑要自杀，他以为所有的坐牢的人都跑掉。
But Paul with a loud voice says, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here."
但是保罗大声跟他说，不要伤害你自己，因为我们全部都没有跑在这里的。
The jailer turns on the lights. He sees that everybody, just like if I was a jailer, and I see right in front of me, all the prisoners are still here.
那么做那狱卒呢，就打点灯一看，哇，果然呢，真的那些坐牢人还是在那里。
So you know the rest of the story.
那你知道下面的故事怎么演变下
来？ He asked the apostles, "What must I do to be saved?"
他就问保罗呢，我要怎么样才能够得救呢？
You need to believe in the name of Jesus Christ and you and your household will be saved.
当信主耶稣，你跟你家都要得救。
Now the reason why I share that story is that I want to talk to you today about having that kind of joy that even the Apostle Paul had, the Apostle Silas and also Luke.
那今天我为什么跟你分享这个故事呢？因为我要让你看到那保罗、希拉跟路加他在那个情况里面所拥有那种喜乐。
I know that many of you are going through suffering, through affliction, through oppression.
我知道你们当中可能很多人经过很多不同的逼迫，不知道困扰 不如意的事情。
Perhaps living with unmet needs, almost you're feeling like imprisoned by God's sense of not giving to you what you want.
或者呢，你有很多需要没有得到满足， 你觉得这生活的环境好像困扰着你，好像坐在监牢里面一样。
Or you feel spiritually enslaved, empty, and you need a miracle from God to fill your heart with joy.
或者你觉得里面的灵呢，被愁困了一些。 好像呢，灵里面的坐牢的一样，你需要神的来释放你。
I want to tell you today that there's some good news for you.
但我就愿意跟你讲，今天对你来讲有一个好消息。
Like Paul and Silas, you too could have a faith, you could have a joy that could take you even through whatever difficult circumstances of life, and also to, on the way, bring along others into the loving embrace of Christ.
就你能够好像保罗、希拉、路加一样，如果你有他们同样的信心，你能够拥有这种喜乐，不但是自己享有，并且能够把这个喜乐也分享给其他周围的人。
Does anybody believe that tonight, today? Yes? Raise your hand if you do. Amen. Or hallelujah. I'd love to hear a little bit from you. Is to say that you know the words of the Apostle Paul. He says this, that who can separate us from the love of Christ?
大家要记得保罗所讲的，什么能够让我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Can affliction, can anguish, or persecution, or danger, or the sword?
难道是患难，是困苦，是逼迫，饥饿？
No, in all of these things, we're more than conquerors and more than victorious through Him who loves us.
然而这一切事情都已经得胜了，因为我们深信有主耶稣基督，他在我们心里面。
So if Christ is for us, who could be against us?
所以呢，这些不应该是让我们与神的爱隔绝的。
And if Christ is in you, why can't we live with joy? Why don't we live with joy every single day of our lives?
那假如耶稣就是在我们心里面, 为什么不能够每一天都经历这种的喜乐生活呢?
Now I title this message, A Miracle in Motion. And there's three basic motions, three basic movements to this passage.
我把今天的讲题叫做来行动中的神迹。
The first one is this, for us to truly know what is joy, to experience that, we need to understand what joy is.
那这个行动中有三方面行动。第一呢，我们必须知道什么是喜乐，定义是什么。
Now knowing what joy is, how can we ignite joy in our lives every single day?
假如你不晓得那个喜乐是什么呢，你怎么能够享受呢？
And also too, we need to see a miracle in motion in order to lead us to our source of joy so we get to experience and to obtain that joy.
第二，我们必须看到在行动中的神迹带领我们去经历那种喜乐。
Now to have joy, we need to know what joy is. So what is joy according to the world?
所以呢，因此要认识，要享受那个喜乐，我们知道喜乐到底什么？那世人对喜乐怎么定义呢？
Wikipedia defines joy as the emotional dimension of the good life.
Wikipedia 就是现在最流行的网站的字典了。他就说呢，
say there's the emotional dimension of the good life.
就是你有一种的美好生活呢，那种的感受。
Of a life that is both going well.
你的生命呢，各方面都非常好。
And is being lived well.
并且你能够享受那种的生命。
Now my question before you today, a survey. Who is living a life that is going perfectly well? Raise your hands.
那有多少人今天你的生活呢，真的是完全美好的，可以举手。
And also too, that everything is going well in your life. That you just walked in. Oh, there's one person. Okay. I need to talk to her afterwards.
感谢主。
All right. That's good. That's really good. Now for many of us, that was only for one from hundreds here.
但是我们这边呢，一两百人只有一个。
And I think based on that definition, it would seem like joy is an impossible thing for us to have.
假如按照世人这种对喜乐的定义的话，那大概我们没有人真的能够经历喜乐的。
But what does the Word of God say?
但是神的话语怎么讲？
It says that joy is an eternal state a permanent reality of pleasure within the Christian.
但是神的话语说呢，这个喜乐是心里面的状态，是那永远不会变质的那种的愉快的感受。
It's an inside job of the work of the Holy Spirit within you.
是圣灵在你心里面所做成的工作。
It is a gift, almost like a seed that the Spirit puts in the very grounds of your heart in order for it to produce this fruit called joy.
是圣灵给我们的一个的恩赐或者礼物，让我们好像一个种子种在里面，让它能够慢慢生长出来，以及我们去经历的。
Now it's more than a smile. It's more than a smile. It's more than the beautiful smiles that I see before me right now.
不是好像大家这么美丽的微笑而已。
It's more than the laughter that I would just saw right now.
或者是那大家的大笑一段，不是。
It's an all-consuming sentiment of pleasure that is fueled by faith, hope, and love from God.
而是因着对神的信、望跟爱、跟和的。从神而来的平安，以致我们里面有一种呢没有办法夺去的那种的愉快的感受。
So you know when you have peace with God, that's where joy just grows naturally in your heart.
首先我们知道我们已经与神和好了，那从这个的领会，我们能够让这个喜乐开始了。
Because you know that joy is not contingent on the circumstance, whatever is taking place outside of you.
因此我们知道，因着我们与神和好，所以我们的喜乐不是要靠着环境所带来的。
But is determined and defined by a source of joy, who is Jesus Christ.
而是靠着我们的这个喜乐的来源，就是耶稣基督。
Now I want to share with you how we can ignite that joy every single day of our lives.
那我希望帮助大家看到我们怎么样能够每一天都把那个喜乐点燃起来。
For many of us, we know what we need to do. We need to worship God in order for us to ignite that joy in our lives.
第一，我们需要敬拜神，以致能够把这个喜乐点燃起来。
The first thing that we could do is for us to worship God is for us to pray, to be connected to God in prayer.
那在敬拜神的过程里面，我们要祷告。跟他来连接起来。
There's a wonderful hymn in English that says this. I'm going to read it. That says, Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
这有一首诗歌也是恩友了。他有多少的平安屡屡失去。
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
有多少呢不必要的忧虑去担当。
All because we do not carry.
因为我们不把这些事情带到。
Everything in God and prayer.
带到主的接着祷告，带到主的面前。
See, the fact is that prayer is a conduit, your conduit for you to receive the supernatural help from God.
所以祷告是你从神那边得到那种从天而来的能力那个渠道。
It is to fill your heart with peace and with that joy that can only be found in God.
当神把他的平安充满你心的时候，你就能够去经历。
And like the Apostle Paul says to the Philippians, and while he was in jail, he writes this.
好像保罗对腓立比的信徒，当他还坐在监牢里面，他这么写。
He says this: Rejoice in the Lord always.
他们你要常常在主里面靠主喜乐。
Now again, I say, Rejoice in the Lord always.
我再说，你要靠主喜乐。
Let your reasonableness be known to everyone.
叫人家大家知道你谦让的心。
And the Lord is at hand, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
因为主已经近了，应当一无挂虑，应当凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将方的一切需要的告诉神。
And here's a promise that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your minds and will allow you for you to experience joy.
跟着呢，以下他要讲到这个的应许。当你这样做的时候呢，那从神而来出了意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你的心怀意念。
The next thing is for us to share our faith to others.
第二办法除了祷告之外，就是我们应当跟别人分享我们的信仰。
Just like our dear brothers right here that just shared a testimony of what God has done in their lives.
就好像刚才两位弟兄他们跟大家分享神在他们生命里面所做的事情。
Now I could ask these brothers right now, how did they feel about sharing their testimony here before all of you. I know for sure they would say they were a little bit nervous, but they felt a sense of joy doing it so too.
我可以问刚才两位弟兄，当你们跟大家分享见证的时候，可能你会有点紧张，但我相信里面你们是充满喜乐的。Because
there's nothing like compared to us having the opportunity to share some good news to people that we love and that we care for.
当你有机会跟别人你所爱的人所关心的人分享主耶稣就是那拯救那种的福音的时候，你那种喜乐是没有别的东西能够对比的。And
you may feel like I don't have all the answers, Chris. I don't know what I would say, but I think there's something about that joy that is in you that could open up conversations about what God has done in your life.
虽然我们不能够解答很多问题，但当我们能够经历到主里面的喜乐的时候，就能够打开那个话题，跟人家分享主在你身上所做的事情。And
I believe this, that more than the answers that we give, as important as that is, and God gives us those answers in His Word, is that I believe the most powerful apologetic, the most powerful defense of the faith is our joy.
不错，我们要应当认识神在圣经里面话语来解释给人家听。但是我觉得最有力的那见证就是你生活里面所表达出来那种从主而来的那种喜乐。So
share your faith and also to read God's word.
所以你要分享你的信仰。
Read the Bible to read about all the promises of life, the promises of blessing, the promises of the kingdom of God that is given to you as a gift by its King, Jesus.
从圣经里面去体会到神对我们的应许，对我们的生活的应许，对他国度里面应许是他在耶稣就赐给我们的。
And I believe 100% when we're doing all of those three things, that that will fuel joy in your life every single day.
我相信，当你这三方面这样每天去做的时候，我相信神的喜乐会每一天都充满你的生命。So
now that we know what joy is and we know how to ignite joy in our lives, now for the third movement.
那你知道什么是喜乐，你也怎么去经历那个喜乐？第三个行动是什么？
We're going to see a miracle set in motion in order to lead us to our source of joy.
我们要也要看到神迹在那里进行，以带领我们去经历。
So let's slip into the scene of John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
所以我们就回到我们刚才念的圣经，约翰福音第二章1到12节。
So it's the third day after Jesus has recruited some followers, he was invited to a wedding.
那耶稣呢，这里跟门徒被邀请呢，第三日他就被邀请到一个婚宴里面。So
he was there with the disciples and also with his mom.
不单是跟他门徒一起去，他的母亲也一起去。
So like every good mom, a mom is very attentive to what is going on in whatever event or place that she's in, right?
好像每一个好的母亲一样，当你孩子去的地方，做母亲也非常关注到底当时发生什么事情。And
Mary comes to find out that they have no wine.
那这个玛利亚就找到，哎，原来他们已经没有酒了。And
you're thinking like, Chris, why couldn't they just go to the quickie market, get some bottles of wines, even the cheap ones, you know, $5, $2, and then they'll be fine.
那你就说啊，那大概。 好像今天我们就去那个酒庄里面买一些的5块10块的便宜的酒，那就来解决这个问题吧。But
it's not that easy.
但当时当然不是这么容易。It's
not that easy to acquire wine in that kind of quick.
因为在那个背景呢，不是那么容易拿到酒的。And
so Mary, who knows her son, goes to Jesus to give a request.
那因为玛利亚她认识她的儿子耶稣，所以她就耶稣那里就把这个需要告诉他了。Son,
they have no wine.
啊，不，真的。 不好，这个情况不好了，他们没有酒了。And
Jesus responds in a very surprising manner.
那么耶稣的回应啊，大家念的时候会觉得很惊讶。Woman, 说哎，妇人。
Say that one more time. Woman.
忽然。
What does that have to concern with me? My hour has not yet come.
这个事情跟我有什么相关？我的时候还没有到。
You might be thinking like, wow, Jesus, how can you speak to your mother that way?
你会觉得，哇，耶稣为什么对你母亲这么不尊敬，这么讲话？
But his mother went to the servants.
但他母亲却是立刻就去那跟那个。
And told them, whatever he tells you, do it.
对那个仆人说了，我的儿子就是那个人了，跟你讲什么，你就照着去做吧。
Jesus ended up heeding to his mom's request.
其实结果耶稣是遵从他母亲的要求去做。
So Jesus sees six jars of for Jewish purification. They're sitting down in the corner of the party.
犹太人他们呢有的一些干干的水放在门口，让客人来洗脚的。
Which is used for them.
看到呢
，which is used for them to clean their hands so they could be ceremonial clean and pure in this festival.
洗脚洗手也是他们在礼仪上面能够洁净来呢来吃来个付这个分盐，所以耶稣看到六缸的。水在那边。
And he tells the servants, put in some water into these water jars.
他看到这六个缸，他就让这仆人说，你把这缸都倒满水了。
Then draw the water and give it to the masters of ceremony.
然后你把这里面的水呢拿出来，送给那个管筵席的。
And this is where we see the miracle in motion.
那这就在这个过程里面看到这个神迹在进行。
As they're drawing out the water that now converted into wine, the masters of ceremony receives this wine, takes a sip of it, and was astounded at what he was tasting.
当他们把这个水拿出来的这个过程里面呢，这个水就变成酒。当他交给管筵席，筵席的试一试看，哇，简直这么美好的酒。
And he tells, he brings the groom, the bridegroom, which most likely didn't know what was taking place. And if he did, he might have been like so terrified to think what he's going to say next.
那么他就叫那个新郎来了，大概新郎他不知道发生什么事情，不然他知道就非常非常着急了。
And he tells this young man.In most parties, they bring out the superior wine first, and then the inferior wine they bring it later after everyone got a little bit drunk.
那么他就跟新郎说，哎，大部分的分宴呢，就是先把好酒给大家，让大家差不多喝醉的时候，那以后把这些次酒拿出来，大家也不介意了。
But you, young man, you brought the superior wine until now.
但是你这位年轻人竟然把最好的、美好的留到最后，现在拿出来。
He must have been pretty impressed with himself, huh?
可能这个新郎觉得沾沾自喜。
But this is where Jesus displayed his glory to his disciples.
但是耶稣是借过这个神迹，把他的荣耀来彰显给他门徒看。
See, wine, it symbolizes a perfect and complete life. It symbolizes joy.
这个的酒可以说象征那个完美的生活，象征那种的喜乐。
And I want to tell you this, that Jesus is your source of joy.
我要让你知道，耶稣就是你喜乐的来源。
Jesus is in control over all things, and he's the one that converts the bad into the good.
耶稣他掌控一切，他能够把坏的事情都能够变成美好的。
He converts water into wine, not for it to be a sign unto itself, to just draw attention to itself, but to reveal something about Jesus, that he is God, and he is the God that has come to establish God's kingdom.
他不是要把水变酒来彰显自己有什么了不起，他是要大家能够看到他是那位来建立神国度的那位。
This gives us a glimpse into the kingdom of God, that the fullness of God's reign has dawned upon the people, and that the disciples had the unique vantage point of seeing this miracle so that they would believe.
这个神迹让我们看到那个神国度里面呢一小小的一个祝福一个恩典，让他们能够看到更多的神国里面的丰盛。
And now with this few last minutes that I have with you, I want to draw out, just like the servants drew some of that water that was converted now into wine, I want to draw out some observations and present it before you so you could taste and see the goodness of God.
所以我希望能够从这个神迹里面呢，带出一些的观察，让大家看到呢神国里面的道理，这关于喜乐的。
So we see that this sign is designed in order for you to know who's your source of joy and for you to have a glimpse into the love and grace of Jesus.
并且让你看到这个神迹，它是让你看到这个喜乐的根源，并且能够更看到那种味道的多么美好，你愿意去更加去追求。
I want to teach you that grace is actually a gift from God that is super abundant.
我希望大家知道，这个喜乐是从神而来那的礼物，它是从他而来给你的。
Now we're about to eat around what is it 12:30.
大家等一下12点半你要开始吃午饭了。
I can hear some of the stomachs rumbling even from here.
哦，听到你们里面的胃有点的好像对的饿了。
Can you imagine 160 gallons of wine for each and every one of us here?
你可以想象有160加仑的酒了来让大家可以享用的。
But to see the super abundant gift that Jesus provides, it was 6 water jars with 20 to 30 gallons that could be contained inside of it. And this was easily 160 gallons of vintage wine, good wine.
因为我们知道刚才讲了6缸，每一缸可能呢可以容纳的加仑的水呢，大概很容易随便的就是有140-150加仑那么多的酒，美好的酒。
This is just to teach us how Jesus is a generous God.
这个让我们看到我们的主耶稣就是他是一个非常慷慨的一个神。
Also too that this grace of God, this grace that Jesus gives is an incongruent gift to you. What do I mean by that?
所以并且看到他给我们的恩典不是我们能够赚不是我们赚取而是他慷慨给我们的。
See, this young couple should have had enough food and drink for everybody that they invited to this feast. But this was not only for a night, this was for a series of days.
这个新人应当预备好这食物跟酒了来允许他所有的宾客来享受，不是单单一个晚上，其实他们是有分年是连续几天的。
And something that you might not know is that they actually, because they if they were lacking wine, they could actually have been sued by their guest.
因为在那个时代，假如你呢不够酒呢，可能客人可以控告你。
So not only will they experience the social embarrassment of providing a lousy party, but they'll get sued for it.
不但是他们缺少酒，可能觉得尴尬，都变成也人家可以告他。
But this is where we see Jesus as a merciful God.
但在这里呢，我们看到耶稣他们是充满仁慈的一个主。
He could have just left it for what it is, but he came to save, to redeem.
因为他来要做拯救，要拯救的工作。
Also too, we see the timing of this gift, the priority of God's grace.
我们也看到这个的神迹的时刻是神他的拯救的优先。
Like I said before, this couple might have been oblivious to what was taking place.
有些人呢可能那我讲过有些人不知道发生什么事情。
Or maybe they knew what was taking place and they were scared off their boots.
或者有些人知道发生什么但不敢讲出来。
But Jesus didn't go to them to ask for permission to do a miracle for them.
但是耶稣他知道并且做一个神迹来解决。
Jesus took the initiative himself to save the party.
同样耶稣就主动的来为我们献身拯救我们。
So grace, just like this wedding, is meant to bring a man and a woman together to holy matrimony, into a one flesh union.
所以这个呢，神的恩典就好像他把这对新人呢，大家成为一体一样。
This grace is meant for us, for God, for that to form a relationship, a bond between you and I and God. That's the reason why He gives this kind of gift.
同样，这个恩典是把我们带到与神发生一个关系，成为他的儿女。
Now, I just want to share you this. Many of you don't know this, but when I grew up, I didn't necessarily want to be a pastor.
我想跟大家分享一下，当我长大的过程里面，我不是想做牧师的。
I wanted to be an NBA basketball star.
我希望做一个那个打篮球的球星。
And one of my favorite players was Michael Jordan.
我喜欢的
Any fans of Michael Jordan?
一个的球员叫 Michael Jordan, 乔丹。
Everybody knows who he is. He was the greatest player alive in the NBA.
他可以说是在那个美国篮球界里面最有史以来最伟大的球员。
Now, not a lot of people know this story that I'm about to share to you right now.
那不是每一个人都知道他我下跟你分享这个故事。
It's a story where Michael Jordan goes to a house of a friend.
有一天他去了一个朋友的家。
And after hanging out with him for several hours,
那跟朋友呢聊天呢待了几个小时之后。
He needed to go to the bathroom and you know, he passed by the closet of his friends.
他可能需要去洗手间他经过呢他朋友呢放 除东西的柜。
And he noticed that he had Michael Jordan gear, Michael Jordan clothes, you know, from his own brand.
他看到哦，这个朋友买一些的他自己牌子的衣服，他的裤。
He's a good friend.
哎，他是好朋友啊，买我的牌子。
But then he noticed that he had Puma brand's clothing.
但是他也看到有别的牌子的那 Puma 的那个。衣柜里面的东西。
So you can imagine your friend does that. He gets all of his Puma clothes, puts it into the kitchen, gets out a butcher's knife, and starts shredding the clothes of his friend.
那么他，你可以想象，假如他呢，把这些其他牌子的东西拿到厨房，拿个刀出来把它割破了。
And he tells his friend this.
他对朋友这么说。
Don't ever let me see you with any other brand other than Nike. You cannot ride the fence.
你若要做朋友，我永远不要再看你除了 Nike 之外的东西。
Sometimes we think that when we come to God, He's going to be the one that is going to be shredding everything that connects us to the world.
那有时候我们来到神面前，我们可以想象他好像就是那位把那些从世界我们带来的东西把它割掉的、切掉的。
Everything that we have so precious to us will be taken away from God.
我们以为珍贵的，他都要把它从神面前拿掉。
But God is not like Michael Jordan.
但是神不是好像 Michael Jordan 一样。
He reveals His grace. He reveals His love in order that you would take that step of repentance and to cut out everything that does not connect you to the Word of God.
那他切掉跟神的话语不关的事情，但是取代的他把他的恩典、他的慈爱来显现给你。
And one last story.
最后一个故事。
So there was this young boy that was a big troublemaker in his household.
有一个的年轻人，他在家里面是一个常捣蛋的人。
And so he would disrespect his teachers, disrespect his friends, beat up some of the kids, vandalize the property of his house and the school.
他不尊敬他的老师，不爱他的同伴，常常打他们，也把家庭里面东西、学校东西都弄坏了。
So his mother decided, I'm going to take this son and I'm going to put him into a nun's house.
Okay,
so he leaves him there for 3 months and comes back after those 3 months.
那他给他上月时间呢，住在那边，然后要再回家。
And she sees her kid, and he converted into the sweetest angel that she's ever saw in her life.
上月之后呢，他在见他儿子，哇，他变成非常可爱的一个年轻人。
I see some laughter here. I think there's some parents that would like to do that for their children, right?
我看到你们中间在笑，我向你们做父母也希望能够这样改变的孩子们。
She asked him after the proceeding, just seeing him there for a couple hours talking with this teacher, being so sweet and kind and helping and doing whatever she could to show himself as a good boy.
他就跟他的老师，在学校的老师，到底这个孩子怎么样能够的成为这么的可爱的一个男孩子呢？
And she just asked the question, son, what has happened to you? How is it that you have changed?
所以他也问他孩子，到底发生什么事情，你竟然这么大的改变。
And that smile turned into a frown, and he responded by saying that the smile turned into a frown, that he got sad, and he responded this way.
他本来他的微笑变成一个苦脸了，他就回答了。
He looks at his mother and tells him, you see that man that is hanging on that T?
他说你看不看到挂在那个的墙壁上那个图画的那个人。
I don't want that to happen to me.
我不要像他被挂在那边。
Sometimes we think about the cross and we think about God's judgment, and it's true that we see God's judgment there. We see the wrath of God that Jesus absorbed for us in order that we don't face the consequences of what rightly we should receive from God.
他这样的一个描述，耶稣被挂在十字架上那个图画，就今天我们也体会到，原来耶稣就在十字架上，他吸收了我们应当受的一些的愤怒、一些的刑罚。来死在十字架上。
Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come."
耶稣就是说，我的时候还没有到。
That what he was referring to was to the cross.
他这个时候，他指的是他上十字架的时候。
See, this is the sign that actually surpasses the glory that we see from him turning water into wine.
所以这个的十字架的记号是超越了他把水变酒这么荣耀的一个记号。
Because there's where we see the abundance of God's love for you, that he traded his life for your life.
因为在十字架上呢，我们更加看到的，神丰满的恩典，不但是把水变酒，而是把他生命来换取我们的生命。
That we see the gift of how he trades his righteousness. Jesus gives his perfect obedience and trust and faithfulness to you, and you give his sins to him.
我们也看到他怎么样把他的完美的义来换取我们那些罪，以致在他身上受到刑罚。
When Jesus was there hanging on the cross, he wasn't receiving our praise.
他被挂在十字架上的时候，他不是在那边接受我们的赞美。
What he was receiving was the consequences of our sins.
他所接受的乃是我们罪应当受的刑罚。
It says in God's word that he who knew no sin became sin in order that we may become the righteousness of God.
好像圣经所讲那个没有罪的，他为我们的缘故成为罪，以致我们能够成为他神的义。
And so it's to say that we do not deserve, we're not worthy to be recipients of this grace. God gives it to us because he loves us.
所以我们是不配的来接受神这一切的恩典，但是神无条件的在耶稣里面来赐给我们。
And the timing of this gift.
所以这个礼物的时间。
It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
是什么时候呢? 罗马书第五章第八节这么说。
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this.
神把他爱再这样来显明出来。
While we were still sinners,
就当我们还是罪人的时候,
Christ died for us.
耶稣基督为我们死了。
See, Jesus wasn't waiting for you to figure out that you need salvation.
不是，主耶稣没有等到你自己觉得自己需要拯救。
Our rescue comes before our worship.
我们是先要领受神的愤怒，但是因着他免去我们，所以我们能够敬拜他。We could worship
because he has saved us.
我们只能够所以敬拜他，因为他拯救了我们。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to end it with this: is that joy can be a reality in your life because God has given this gift that has been purchased by the blood of Jesus.
因为神把这个喜乐赐给我们，是耶稣就以他的生命来换取回来的。
And more than that, you have been purchased by God through Jesus.
并且你要知道，你也是自己是耶稣的宝血把你买赎过来的。
If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're his child.
假如你相信耶稣，就你就是他的儿女。
You have a joy that is your possession.
你拥有那个属于你的那种喜乐。
Because this joy that is your possession is given by the God that has possessed your life through Jesus Christ.
因为这个你所拥有的喜乐，是因为耶稣就以他的生命替你换取回来的。So
for us Christians, we know what joy is.
所以作为基督徒，我们知道什么是喜乐。
We know how to ignite joy in our lives every single day.
我们知道每一天怎么点燃这种的喜乐。
We also know who is our source of joy, that Jesus Christ is our joy.
我们也知道耶稣基督是我们的喜乐的根源。
Now, if you're here today and you're not a Christian,
对，假如今天你在这里，你不是一个基督徒。
What I call you to do, what I encourage you to do,
我鼓励你，我呼召你。
Is to draw near to Jesus, your source of joy.
你愿意你被耶稣基督来吸引，他是喜乐根源。
Do you have joy in your life?
你生命里面有没有喜乐呢？
It says this in Isaiah chapter 55, and I'm going to end it with this.
以赛亚书
55?
53章。
It says this. Come, everyone who is thirsty, come to the waters.
每一个口渴的人可来喝。
He who has no money, come and buy and eat.
没有钱的可以来买去吃。
Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price.
你没有钱，不需要钱啊，来买这个奶，买那个酒。
Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread?
为什么你要花钱浪费在那些不是真正食物的东西呢?
And your labor for that that does not satisfy.
为什么你要努力去找那赚那些不能够让你满足的东西呢?
Listen to me diligently.
应当细心地听我所讲的。
Eat what is good and delight yourself in rich food.
你要吃那些美好的，接受那些美好的东西。
Incline your ear and come to me.
以侧耳来听神的话，来接近神。
Hear that your soul may live.
以致你的灵魂能够存活下去。
And I will make with you an everlasting covenant.
我要跟你立永远的约。
My sure love for David.
就是我的爱永远在你那里。
God shows his grace to us in order to form a bond, a relationship with you.
神向我们显出的爱就是他愿意跟我们建立一个永远的关系。
Now the question is, do you believe that?
问题是你相信这个吗？
I pray that you do.
我希望为你祷告，你能够这样去做。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you as those that are unworthy of your grace.
我们来到面前是不配的得着你的恩典。
Us that are lacking joy in our lives.
我们那这些在生活里面缺少喜乐的人。
In desperate need, Lord, of a miracle to convert our hearts.
我们非常需要在生活里面有神迹来帮助我们。
We have seen the love of Jesus Christ.
我们也看到主耶稣的爱。
How abundant.
多么丰富。
How incongruent.
多么的宽广。
And how good it is to us.
多么的美好对我们来讲。
Father, fill our hearts with this sign of Jesus.
天父就把耶稣基督这种的神迹充满我们的心。
Help us to take steps in which it's steps of belief and faith.
帮助我们去接受，帮助我们去相信。
Lead us, Father, to the pathway of life.
带领我们走在生命的道路上面。
And help us, Lord, to actually receive that goodness, that grace from you.
也帮助我们真正的去接受这种从你而来美好的恩典。
I pray for that person that is here that is struggling in life.
我为着每一位在这里在生命里面挣扎的人。
Stumbling upon which path to take.
帮助他们把他们的道路带领他走在正直道路上面。
But arriving here at your household to hear your word.
感谢你他们能够在今天在你的家里面听到你的话语。
I pray, Father, that you will fill that person with your Holy Spirit.
我愿意你把你圣灵充满这样的人。
And just like that jailer, they would come to know what is salvation.
好像那个刚才讲的在监牢里面的监狱卒，这些人都能够听到接受你。
I pray for us who are Christians, who are brothers and sisters here.
我们为着在座每一位基督徒的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
That we will always seek to encourage one another and build each other up in that joy that we have in Christ.
愿我们彼此的勉励，常常分享主你给我们的那种喜乐的心。
Give us vision, Father.
让我们有那个意向去分享这个喜乐。
Energize us for the mission.
给我们有这力量去做这样的事情。
And help us to complete your will here on earth.
并且帮助我们去成就你的旨意在地上。
And Father, we pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们是奉主耶稣的名来祈求。
And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.